Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You have tuned in to the best 2 hours of your day. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and partnering up with us on this morning. We're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. Listen, I'm telling you now, sit back, get yourself situated, get yourself ready, because we're going to have a fantastic time in the Lord on this morning. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, before we get started, you know how we start our day off. We got to make sure that we acknowledge our Father. And then when we acknowledge our Father, then we will go into effectual fervent prayer. Come on. Lend me your hearts for a moment as we talk to the Father on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this chance to come before you in your presence, oh God. God, just to give your name glory, to give your name honor, to give your name dominion, to give your name power. God, to give unto that what it is due unto you, and that is your praise and your worship. God, we don't take lightly this opportunity to come before your presence. Father, we pray today, God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts is acceptable in thy sight, oh God. God, we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to someone that is in need to hear, that's indeed in need to hear what is going on in this world, and give them the strength, oh God, God, to build them on their most weakened side. Give them the understanding and wisdom and knowledge, God, that all things are working together for their good. God, I know that the issues and circumstances of life sometime, Father, will take them places and take them in their minds. But, Father, today we pray, God, that the words, God, that proceed from the mouth of your manservant, that on today, God, that you will impart into them the very thing that they need, the very thing that's vital and necessary for their good success. Father, we pray this prayer, God, knowing that all things are working together for our good, in the mighty and rich and infallible name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, we pray. And the body of Christ says, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Thank you again for your continued support, your continued love, your continued sharing of the broadcast. We're just excited about what God is doing in this time and in this hour. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do, all that you do. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, and we want to make sure that we share our scripture on this morning. Our scripture for this morning will come from the book of Romans, and it will be Romans chapter number 15, and it'll be verse 4, Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. I'll be reading from the New King James Version, which simply says, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that through the patience, comfort of the scripture might have hope. I'm going to read that again because that blessed me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and the comfort of scripture might have hope. Let's get stuff right there. Amen. Amen. And we also want to make sure this morning that we acknowledge all of our great apostles and pastors and preachers and evangelists that are over in these other countries, because we thank God for you guys. We thank you guys that we are in 19 countries. We thank you so very much for all of your support, all of our friends and our family, for your support. We thank you for your continued support and your continued prayers. We ask that you continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. We're just excited that God has made a way out of no way. He has taken into us this opportunity. He has given to us this opportunity. He has set forth on today this opportunity, and we're just excited about what God is saying in this hour and in this time. We are just blessed. We're just blessed. We're just blessed. We want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. We want to make sure we say thank you to all you missionaries and lay ministers and pastors that are overseas that are doing the work. You have put your hand to the plow and you have not taken your hand down. And we thank God for that. And we pray your continued strength, as always, that you will continue to do the work that the Lord has given to you. Amen. Amen. Let us acknowledge those countries. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Zimbabwe. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Russia. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. And we have Israel. Thank you guys so much. We're just elated on how God has allowed us to be able to impart into your lives, to give you strength in your time of need, in your time where you need the Lord to speak life and speak life more abundantly. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and continue to share this broadcast, because we are assured that what is being said and done here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection is actually blessing someone. It is actually touching some lives, transitioning some lives, transitioning some mindsets, transitioning you in the spirit that you don't get weary in well-doing and that all things are working for your good. Amen? Amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, guys. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my that you have won again. Let your power flow when your name is called. Prove the down and wrong.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah. You're still mighty and strong. God, I need you. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubt of every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing to fight some battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it by myself.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again. so many times. Over and over and over again. Yeah, yeah. You're a doctor that's never lost a patient.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it. But oh,
you pulled me through.
Thank you guys so much for continuing to tune in and listen in and be a part of today's broadcast. Listen, it is our Man Up Monday broadcast on this morning. Listen, guys, our special guest on this morning is me. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I will be our special guest on this morning. You guys know every so often I'll jump on and I'll share my thoughts. I will share a bunch of the scripture with you guys on this morning, and I decided that it was time for me to jump on and just to share a quick word with you guys on this morning. I'm not going to hold you very long. I just want to drop a nugget in your ear, a nugget in your heart, a nugget in your day, and I believe that this word is an overflow from on yesterday. It was an overflow from on yesterday, and as I was sitting there, honestly, God laid this on my heart to share with you guys on this morning, and I believe that this will be something that will, for surely, without a shadow of doubt, this will bless you on this morning. Listen, you will find us. You'll find us in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter and chapter, verse number 12. 1 Peter, chapter 4 and verse 12. I'm going to give you a moment to find it, those of you all who still uses the Bible. Some of us, we got our Bible on our phone, we got our Bible on our tablet, we got it on our iPad and all this good stuff. But it's just good to have them pages. I don't know about you. I like the Bible app, but it's something about the pages of the Bible as we search the scripture. My God, today that's a whole nother message all by itself. Like that, you search those pages and you flip through those pages, and as you flip through those pages, it's almost as you walking through the ancient times of this Bible, and as you read those stories, it does something to you when you can actually sit there with that Bible in your hand. That's a whole another message by itself right there. That's a whole another message by itself. So you'll find us this morning in 1 Peter chapter number 4, verse number 12. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 12, and it says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. We're going to take our assault from the latter portion of that B part that says, which is to try you. Lend me your hearts, gracious and eternal Father. For these few moments that I have among these, your people, I pray, God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart is acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen. And the body of Christ said, amen. I want to start off by saying there's really no topic that goes with this. There's really no topic that goes with this because God wanted me to help you this morning focus on that portion that says, which is to try you. If you want to take that as your topic, you can. But there is no topic. It just says, which is to try you. Don't think it's strange. Which is to try you. Don't think it's strange. Don't think this thing is strange. Don't think it's strange. It's designed to try you. Come on, just tap your neighbor and tap your neighbor on the other side and say, we're going to act like we're in church. Tap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, this is just to try. Go to that other neighbor on the other side and tap and say, excuse me, the preacher is trying to get our attention this morning. Just let him know it's designed to try you. It's designed to try you. Turn around and look at somebody. We're going to act like we're in church. I told you we're acting like we're in church. Turn around and tell that person that's behind you. Tell them, say, which is to try you. It was designed to try you. It was designed to try you. Now look in the mirror. Take your phone and turn the camera on. And I want you to turn that camera on. And I want you to have that camera. I want it to be facing you. And I want you to point to yourself in that phone. And I want you to tell yourself, tell him, it was to try you. Yeah, it was to try you. I stopped by this morning to let you know that the thing that you're in right now, it was designed to try it. And there is an investment that God has placed inside of you that he requires. He requires what we would call retribution. He require, my God, I'm going to get in trouble. He requires a return on that investment. He has placed inside of you, ladies and gentlemen, something that you need, something that is very important to you and to him. That he wants a retribution on that. That he has poured, into you. He wants from you that thing that he has placed inside of you. So in order for him to make, in order for you to make good on his investment, he has to try, oh my God, that what is inside of you, he has to try. He has to take into your life. He has to come in and he has to shake some things up because, watch this here, he want to see if what I've given to you, my robo shanda mandelele ki robo shanda mansa. Y'all excuse me, that was stuck right here in the city of my never dying soul. He wants to see what is it that is down on the inside of you, is that thing really working? See, you got to understand. You got to understand. He gave some talents to some boys. And when he gave these talents to these boys, he told them, he said, now take these talents and I want you to make these talents work for you. I want you to take these talents and I want you to increase these talents. And he had a couple of them that did a real good job with them. Come on. He had a couple of them that when he gave a few pieces to them, he doubled it. And when he gave another pastor, another brother, he tripled it. And when he gave one to this one brother, come on here. And when he gave it to this brother, he took this thing and the Bible says that he dug a hole and it put it in the ground. And when he put this thing into the ground, he put this thing into the ground, and when he came back to find out what he did with his investment, he told him, he said, I understand that you're a hard taskmaster. He said, so I was afraid that I wasn't going to do well, but I kept it safe. He had the audacity to tell God, but I kept it safe. What I did was, Master, I dug a hole so nobody can get to it. I dug a hole so nobody can find it. I dug a hole so nobody, oh, Lord. So when the thieves and the robbers came, they couldn't find it. I dug a hole and I put it in a hole. I stopped by this morning to find out how many of you that is among us this morning have taken what God has given to you and dug a hole. Come on. Lord, have mercy. He's given you something. He's invested inside of you a ministry. He's invested inside of you a prayer life. You're an intercessor. You've been called to the masses to call on the name of the Lord. He's put inside of you, my God, this morning. He put inside of you a worship. You're a worshiper. You're taking it in and you're putting it inside of a hole. He's called you. He's called you to be an encourager. He's called you to be on the front line in battle, to be what, the one that cries between the porch and the altar. He's put you in a position and in a place to where you need to be on your face calling on the name of the Lord. He's put you in a place to where, watch this here, you're supposed to be going into the highways and the hedges and compelling them to come. He's put you in a place to where you need to be instructing the young to be able to be the better person. You've been designed for something, but you've taken it and you dug it and you put it in a hole. You've literally taken this thing and you buried it Think it not strange when fiery trials come, which is to try you. Don't think it strange when fiery trials come, which is to try you. Don't think it strange when the fiery trials come, which is to try. Come on, preacher, I'm trying to reach somebody. You got to understand that your gifting, your talent, your anointing is not an anointing, or is not a talent, or is not a gifting until it's tried by fire. Oh, God, help them right up in here, right up in here. You got to understand, my brothers and my sisters, you're going to be tested by fire to assume the position of power. You got to understand that there is a testing by fire to proof. Come on here. Oh, Lord. To proof your gift. Not prove it, to proof your gift. See, you got to understand God's gift is perfection. And in order for it to stay perfection, it has to It's got to be put into a fire. There's a proofing fire. There's a sustaining fire. See, that's all, Lord. That fire keeps you from being dull. That fire keeps you from being mundane. That morama. That fire, my brother and my sister, is designed to cause you to come into a relationship with God. That fire. That fire is designed to cause a shifting. Ah, my God, it's designed to cause a shifting in you. There's a fire for every season. Oh, my God, you finna mess them up now. There's a fire for every season in your life. Come on, preacher. There's a fire for every season of your life. The book of Ecclesiastes tells us this. There's a time and a season for everything. Let me read it like it says. He said, I return to see that there is a time and a season for everything under the, I return to see. That lets me know that he had went somewhere. And when he went, wherever he went, when he went to the place that he went to, he found out that there is a shifting that takes place. And in shifting, there is fire. Come on. I want to help you this morning. I'm trying to bless you to your blessed place and push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. Come on here. I need you to understand that in order for you to get to where you need to get to, you've got to go through the fire. I dare not sit here and not give you a wisdom, a word on this morning to help you along your way. See, a fire is designed to burn some people up. Come here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come on here and let the people know exactly what happened. God bless your apostle, Elect Douglas. I am Shadrach. This is my brother, Meshach, and this is my brother, Abednego. We bless you this morning, man of God, for allowing us to be on the broadcast. Y'all know I ain't got no sense. Y'all just ride with me. God bless you, man of God. Thank you for allowing us to be on your broadcast. We understand you in 19 countries. Man, we bless the Lord for that because we understand that the word of God must go out. So we thank you for allowing us to share this. God bless you, man of God. Go on, get on and give your testimony. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you allowing me to do that. Listen, me and my brothers, we were challenged by Nebuchadnezzar because he made a graven image. Come here, let me put a pin right here and let me help you. Yo, not only will your gift be and your gift and your talent and your anointing be tested by the fire, it'll be tested by people. I just wanted to put that in here. Go ahead, brother Shadrach, go ahead on and finish up your testimony. Listen, man, Nebuchadnezzar was trying to make us bow to this graven image. We were all on one accord and one mind. Let me help you real quick. You got to get some folk around you that got one mind. Come on here. You got to be, oh, Lord. Lord have mercy. You got to connect with some people that got a one mind mentality. Listen, we going to do it for God, and for God I live, and it's for God I die. You got to get some folk. Come on here. You got to get you about 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 of them like that around you so you can make sure that you're standing in the right place and you got some good folk with you. I'm sorry, man of God. Go ahead and finish your testimony. You good, Pastor. Watch this here. But watch what happened. As we went into the fire, oh, Lord, we were going in. He was upset, so he cranked it up 7 times hotter. But see, me and my boys, we weren't even afraid of that because we understood that when you hit 7, come on here, that's number. That's God's number. That's a God number right there. That number 7 is a number of completion. So the thing that we were going to go through was already completed. You got to learn and understand that the fires of your life is to complete something. Come on here. Go ahead, man. Listen, as we were going into this fire, God have mercy on my soul. This is good. As we were going into the fire, as we had made up our minds to step into the fire, watch this here. Everybody that was with us had died. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The folk that was carrying us, man of God, died. The folk that was persecuting us died. The ones that was there to carry us into our demise died. Lord, help me right up in this section right here because I don't think these folk gonna get it yet, but they need to get it. The folk that was packing us, they was all in their gear. They were in their fireproof gear, thinking that this was going to protect them, but they died. And as we were going into the fire, as we were going into the fire, everybody died, man of God. But Meshach and Abednego, we had to just make up our mind. We had to see it through, my boy. We had to see it through. We had to just see the scene through, my boy. We had to go ahead on and just walk this thing out. Even though it was for our demise, even though it was for our fallout, even though it was for our ending, we knew that the God that we served was greater than whatever it is that we were going through. Because you got to understand the conversation before. Can we backtrack a little bit to the conversation before? Nebuchadnezzar said this. He said, when you hear the music, when you hear all of the harping and the parsnip and the trumpet, he said, I want you to bow down before me. I want you to bow down to me. But watch what happened. I want you to bow when you hear it. But watch the words. The words of the saint said, we are not careful in what we say to you. If the God that we serve is able to deliver us, he will. But if he can't, If he don't do it, don't mean he can't. If he don't, oh, Lord. If he don't do it, see, we got, oh, my God. Y'all got to get a you can't do it mentality. What is to try you? You got, my God. What is to try? Come on here. What is to try you? You got to learn that no matter where you are, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what your stuff may look like, it is designed to make you better. Here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is not only did they were not only was they in the midst of on the brink of going in, and everybody died. Listen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego still ended up in the fire. Say that again. I believe I will. Everybody around them died. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego still ended up in the fire. I'm going to say that again. Even though everybody around them died, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego ended up in the fire. I'm going to say it again because somebody finished shout. Even though it was set up by shadow, even though everybody else around them died, these brothers still ended up in the fire. I'm going to tell you why they still ended up in the fire. They had to get to the next level in God. If they wouldn't have gone through it, they wouldn't have never seen God. Oh, who am I helping this morning? Who am I helping this morning? See, because Nebuchadnezzar went out on the porch and looked down into the fire. Let me help you with your fiery trials. Your fiery trials is to get somebody else's attention. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Your fiery trials is designed to get someone else's attention. You have to go through holy hell. Come on here. You got to, oh, my God. You got to go through the fiery trials of life before and to see and to understand that God is still with you. Listen, here they are sitting in the fire, dancing around in the fire, and Nebuchadnezzar looks down into the fire, and he says, come here, man. Call one of his servants over. He said, did we not put three men into the fire? And he said, yeah, king, we put three. He said, do you see what I see? Is there a fourth man down there? Yes, Lord. Yes, king. There is a fourth man in the fire. See, you got to understand. You are in the fire, but you're not in the fire alone. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. You're in the fire, but you're not in this fire by yourself. You're in the testing of what you're going through, but you're not in it by yourself. The trials and tribulations that have come against your life has come against your life, but you're not in this thing by yourself. You're not, oh my God, you're not going through this thing without a comforter that's with you. You have God that's all around your stuff, but see, we have to learn how to understand, which is to try us. See, our ability, ladies and gentlemen, to go through what we go through is nothing more than God proving to us who he is. I'm gonna say that again because I felt that thing. Our going through what we're going through is simply for God to prove to us who he is. See, we can't get weary in well-doing. I know sometimes it's possible, but don't get weary in well-doing. I know sometimes it feels like it, but let me help you. Let me bless you to your best place, put you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny. It's designed, ladies and gentlemen, to cause you to become more effective. See, one of the things that I wanted to share with you this morning is don't get caught in strange fire. Don't get caught in strange fire. Don't get caught up in a strange place, the place that was not designed for you to be. See, because what happens, people of God, is this. What we wind up doing, what we end up doing, ladies and gentlemen, is we wind up and we end up being in a place to where if we're not careful, if we're not attentive, if we're not paying some real good attention to our situations, if we're not keeping an eye on what God is doing in our life and in that time and in that hour, in that moment, in that minute, in that 20, 30, 45 seconds of our life, if we're not paying close attention, people of God, we will for surely, without a shadow of a doubt, we will miss what God is doing. Because we'll get to the point to where we'll complain and murmur and be upset and be angry and be disappointed and be in a place of grief, be in a place of hurt, be in a place of disenfranchised, because we allowed ourselves to be caught up in the moment when God was actually trying to show us something in the beginning. Every place that you have ever gone into, whether it be for a job, a relationship, a ministry, a gifting, a talent, you had to be tried by the fire. You did not acquire that by somebody just handing it over to you. There was a fight that had to take place. There was a fight that was desired. The battle that was designed, it was a strategically designed battle. It was a tailor-made storm. It was an empowering moment to prove to you, to give you proof to you, that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Don't think it's strange. It's not a strange thing. It's a God thing. And not only is it a God thing, it's a revelation thing. Not only is it a revelation thing, it's an elevation thing. It's causing a shift in your life. It is my power. Is by the power of the Holy Ghost that you did not die in this thing. Even though all around you
was evidence that you should not be here. But because God loved you just that much, it's good stuff right there, preacher. Because God loved you just that much, he refused to let you die in the fire. He refused to let you be the outcast that let it not change the tempo, to change the dramatic, the theatrics of it, to change the dynamics of it. You went through it. You experienced it. Cause, revelation, and elevation, which was what it was totally designed for. That's what it was designed for. To bring you to your expected end. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. When we learn how to look at our situation and see God is in it, and everything else outside of that, it has no variance. It has no variance. No matter what it is you may be experiencing, from mama and daddy to brother and sister, uncle and auntie, cousins, nephews, nieces, big mama and them, none of that has a variance. None of it has a variance. You just got to learn how to trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will for surely direct your path. You just got to learn how to trust him. Trust him beyond what you see. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen, my brothers and sisters, is eternal. He is a eternal God. And beside him, watch this here, there is no other. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. I told you I wasn't going to be before y'all very long. I just wanted to drop them nuggets into your ear and be y'all a word of wisdom and strength on this morning to let you know that he is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We just got to learn how to trust him beyond what we see. And when we do that, he will for sure show up and show out in our lives. We just got to learn how to just watch him. Lean on him. And I know it's hard sometimes because we can't see him. We can't put our eyes on him, people of God. We can't put our eyes on him. See, we are, as human beings, we are visible. We are visual people. As human beings, we got to see it. We got to feel it. We got to experience it. We're a visible group of people, and that's what we're designed in. We're designed in a visible thing. But see, it's not until we realize that God works just as good behind the scenes as he do on the front line. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. He works just as good behind the scenes as he do on the front line. But we got to learn how to lean on him, trust him, and let him be who he is. Amen. Amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys will listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
God of creation, there are at the start, before the beginning of time.
Hey!
With no point of reference.
Take it out.
And as you speak, a 100 billion gap, but in the vapor of your breath, the planet is born. If the stars were meant to worship, I would see your heart. Hey! As you see,
a 100 but what measure could amount to your desire? The one who never believed in one like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure amount to your is the one who never believes the one like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one. Like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never left this one behind. Out of all the things I've done, you still so fit to love me. Out of the mess I created, you still so fit to bless me. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't.
Make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby.
And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Oh, I will believe it. 'Cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do.
Come and heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Amen, amen, amen. We need a move. We need a move. Good. Thank you so much for joining us. We just bid you great Jesus joy. We thank you so much for your continued support, your continued connection, your continued to just be a part of what God is doing among us here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited about every next turn that is coming. Amen. Every next turn that is coming, we're just excited because we know that God is going to take us higher and higher, and it's going to get better every time. Every time we turn around, it's getting better. We thank God for you. We thank God for your continued support. We thank you for your continued love, your continued sharing in the broadcast and sharing the word and sharing what we're doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, guys, we've come to the portion of the broadcast where we want to extend to you an invitation. This invitation is simple. It's an invitation to Christ. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. It's not complex. The only thing you have to do is just agree to the terms and conditions of the contract, and that is just to give your life. It's just that simple. Give your life. Give your life to Christ and allow him to guide you. You know, we'd have tried everything else. Can we just be honest? We'd have tried everything else. We'd have put everything else to flight. We'd have tried the alcohol. We'd have tried the women. We'd have tried the men. Some of us have tried the men and the women. Come on here. Some of us tried to find it in the bottom of a bottle. We'd have tried to find it at the end of a joint. But listen, we have tried everything that we could try. But listen. This is your opportunity. This is your chance. This is the door that's been opened to you. It's been opened to you. Hear me and hear me well. It's been opened unto you. Take that opportunity. Take that time. Romans 10:9 says it like this. This is our overcomer scripture for those who are listening. It says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. You will be saved. You take the first step, and he'll make the rest. He'll take the rest of those steps. He'll take the rest of those steps. It's a simple prayer. I just want you to pray along with me. When I get to that, I'm gonna reiterate this Romans 10:9. When I reiterate it, Jesus, lift your hands and receive it. Father God, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice. Father, we pray this morning, God, that you will meet them where they are. God, no matter what it is, God, whatever situation or circumstance it is, whatever chains that's binding them, whatever sin they have committed, whether it was a sin of commission, omission, whether it's in a place to where, God, they don't understand where they are, but, Lord, we ask today that you would give them clarity and give them strength and let them know that even in this, Father, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly. Above all, they can ask and think. Only thing they have to do is just trust in you, and you will for surely direct their path. Thank you, Father, for directing their path. Thank you, Father, for giving them the understanding, wisdom, and knowledge that they can overcome this thing too. Father, we bless and magnify and glorify your mighty name, for you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We are here, God, to surrender our lives to you. We're surrendering our hearts. We're surrendering our minds, we're surrendering our spirits to you on the day. God, I pray, God, that Romans 10 and 9, here's your opportunity that we pray that Romans 10 and 9 will be their focal as they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that you died and you were raised from the dead and they are now saved. Thank you for allowing them to be saved and safe. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for the safety of who you are, being safe in your care, safe in your arms, safe in our minds, safe in our spirits, safe in our hearts on this morning. And we glorify and we magnify your mighty and rich name, for you are due just that. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. God, we pray for those also before we close this prayer. We don't want to close this prayer. Father, we want to pray for those who didn't give their life. God, we want to give them an urgency in their spirit. Lord, just as sure as we're sitting here, God, we want to give them an urgency in their spirit and let them know that if they find wherever they may have found themselves at, wherever they may have found themselves at, Father, that you are not only just able, but Father, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask or think. Only thing they have to do is just trust in you, and you will, without a shadow of doubt, guide them to their next destination. Keep them in perfect peace. Give them the strength to keep on fighting. Give them the ability to see their way through this thing that they're in. God, we pray that prayer, God. And let them know, God, that even in this, God, this has a time limit. This has a time limit. The ones who have not crossed over, who have made that decision, we pray for your peace on their life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. In the body of Christ said, amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Listen, those of you all who have received Christ, I want to give you three keys. One, get you a really good Bible. Two, get you in a church home. And three, make sure that man or woman of God is teaching and preaching the word. Teaching and preaching the word, and make sure that their life that they live on the church side matches up with the life that they live. Watch this here. On the world side, when they step out of that pulpit, when they step out into the world, that matches. Amen. Listen, those of you all who would like to sow, this is a sowing opportunity right here. Please make sure that you go to your Cash App, your Zelle, or either your PayPal, and you can do that by going to $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020 is the Cash App. Your Zelle is 832-816-7997. 832-816-7997. You can also go to your PayPal. Your PayPal is paypal.me/worldwideGC. That's paypal.me/worldwideGC. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and partnering up with us on this morning. And we just thank God for you. We bless you. And we ask that the Lord will continue to be a part of your life and your day on today. Amen. We ask that he will continue to let his light shine upon you, and that everything that you're looking for, everything that you're searching for, God, let the Lord be the one that travel with you on your way. All right? God bless you.